This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Most of Colorado is waking up to winter storm advisories or warnings, but they should be expiring soon as this slow-moving storm moves out today. The storm dumped historic amounts of snow on the eastern plains. There and south of Pueblo, many interstates and highways do remain closed, and some travelers have been forced to stay in shelters. Across the Front Range, we could see a bit more snow turning to rain today, so do watch out. The roads could be slushy or icy. Up in the high country near Vail and Aspen, more snow expected this morning. And then we might all see the sun return in the afternoon and stick around through the weekend. That's great news for people who are eager to get outside, like Rachel from Boulder, a trail runner who didn't let the snowstorm slow her down. She spoke with CPR's Molly Cruz.
Doing a nice, easy run.
In the snow.
In the snow. I'm from New England, so I love running in the snow.
So you're used to this weather.
Yes. It's super fun. I love running in the snow. Just very quiet and peaceful.
A new investigation is beginning into how a list of Colorado's voting machine passwords ended up online. The passwords were listed on a hidden spreadsheet tab on the Secretary of State's website. The state removed the passwords in late October after an election vendor discovered them. Under Colorado law, it's a felony to knowingly post this kind of information. The Secretary of State described the passwords as being only partial passwords and says the security breach was an accident caused by a former employee. The Denver District Attorney's Office will now investigate. This is CPR News and KRCC.